I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Gina.
Hi, Ioni. Hi, everyone. I'm Gina, the senior editor of Polyester.
And I'm Ioni, the founding editor-in-chief of Polyester. And this is the Polyester Podcast, a feminist pop culture podcast dissecting the discourse on a weekly basis.
Before we start, if you're a fan of this podcast, please make sure to like, rate and subscribe. And if you really love us, you can sign up for a podcast membership where you get to join our Discord and you get to join our Instagram close friends for only £3 a month. Do we have any reviews, Ioni?
We do. This one is 5 stars, review of Saltburn. Dun, dun, dun.
Ooh.
You two made my day with your review. I laughed, got angry and thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm now following you folks everywhere. That is by Touch of All Right. I hope they mean all right.
Culture.
No, it says all right, like, are you all right?
Oh, thank God.
By Apple Podcasts in Canada.
Thank you, Canada.
Thank you to Canada.
Thank you to the country of Canada for the support in this trying time. We're getting hatred.
Some.
We need more kindness in the world.
Some more than others.
If everyone who felt kindness give us a review.
Yeah, we've got loads of nice new reviews. I saw them this morning. I got like 3 nice ones.
Oh, really? I've not looked this morning. I was still in a hole from last week.
No more hole.
No.
Okay, what's going on?
We're having a fun one today. We are talking about...
I'll do my best to make it not fun.
Bring the tone down.
Yeah.
We're doing Mob Wife Glamour. Thoughts?
I'm exhausted. I feel like this is like the final bosses of aesthetics. So I actually did some extracurricular research on this one outside of my normal research, which I do.
What? So you just left me out of it?
Well, I watched an episode of Griselda last night.
Oh, was it good?
It was quite good, actually, I'd say.
Is she Italian in that, though? I thought she was like Colombian.
She's Colombian, but the whole thing is that she's a mob person.
Okay, fine.
So I feel like it's like a psyop for... Well, basically, I found out that Mob Wife aesthetic in general was a psyop from HBO to promote 25 years of The Sopranos.
I wasn't gonna... Then I had another psyop idea, I'll tell you later.
What?
Okay. No, go on, tell me.
And then
Griselda
secondarily, I just think it's a bit too much of a coinkydink with Griselda coming out this week.
Do you think they're on our TikToks paying girls to wear leopard print coats?
Yes, 100%. Also, with Griselda, have you seen they've like really yassified her?
Well, yeah, but then the son's being like, oh, you've made my mom look foul because they put Sofia Vergara on a fake nose. And like, she's still fucking Sofia Vergara, are you messing?
Yeah, but have you seen what she actually looked like?
Yeah, if you all start typing her, I'm sure she was a beautiful young woman, and they're all using that, like, scrape back bun, like, no makeup on face picture to be like, her son's chatting shit, she was ugly. I'm like, if you got that picture of me, yeah, you would think that. But if someone was doing a Netflix film about me and they put on this big ass nose, I'd want someone to come back in my honour and be like, no, that's not fair, actually.
Well, I still think they've gassified her, it's undeniable. Not saying she was ugly before, but they've made her skinny as well.
Yeah, they've not done like, you know, like Charlize Theron in Monster where she like full ham went for it.
Yeah.
They've not done that.
Or they could have just got a fat, glamorous woman to do it.
I was available.
So I watched one episode, it was fine. It hasn't really gotten into it yet. It's a bit like confusing, but I wasn't paying loads of attention. But I will say about that is that I do love a Netflix. Like, so, I haven't been able to watch True Detective all week because I just haven't felt like I could concentrate on it. and you just know you put on a Griselda and it's fine, you don't have to.
Oh no, I love that. Like a program you don't have to, like, it's kind of like why I'm like watching Buffy at the minute, because I'm like, I can still play on my phone and keep her.
Yeah.
That's my favourite kind of media when I'm like not in the mood.
Anyway, so Mob Wife Aesthetic is back, apparently. It is taking over TikTok. Would you like to describe it, Gina?
Yeah, so Mob Wife Glamour is like gold jewellery, lots of it, big hair, tees. You've got a fur coat and it might be leopard print. It might not be. You've got thick black tights on and a kit, not a kit here, like a black stilette, or think of like The Sopranos, obviously, but like The Godfather and all these like gorgeous women who have always been like the very aesthetically charged when compared with the men of the mob.
Mm-hmm.
In media anyway. But I assume it's true to real life.
What do you mean?
Well, no, I mean what I said, actually, to be honest.
How could you possibly know that it's true to real life? Do you know any mobsters?
Yeah, but I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Shut up. You're such a liar. Okay, so I did lots of research, but all that I could find mostly was people, like, literally every single news outlet writing, like, how to get the mob wife look. How to get the mob wife look. So 90s supermodel glamour mixed with the cheeky pattern mixing excess of the early 2010s. It's mob wife's Big Ange RIP rasping money and diamonds while smizing into a photographer's lens. It's spilling a bit of Chianti on your all-black outfit and not really caring. That is How to Get the Look by Jake Smith for Glamour. And then New York Times have even done What is the Mob Wife Aesthetic? Although there was a good tidbit in this that, did you see Francis Ford Coppola has done an Instagram post about it?
Yes, like, good for him.
Being like, oh, well, I heard that mob wife fashion is in.
Oh, you don't want to talk to the Don? It's like a bit too neat though, isn't it? Like, it's a bit like these, it's a bit too specific. Like, it feels like it's made for an ASOS edit because they've got those leopard print coats to shift. Like, it doesn't feel like, it's just a bit too specific but also like too marketable at the same time.
I also just feel like, yeah, it's kind of like the final boss of aesthetics. Like, it feels like so divorced from like how anyone, because we had a piece on Mob Wife Fashion last year, wasn't it?
It was a year before, I think,
or 2 years ago even. And I feel like this kind of just, this trend kind of shows that people are finding it really difficult to put together personal style because it's such a like one look, do you know what I mean? Like, it's the fur and the thing. It's not really like bits you can match, mix and match with your other bits. Like, it's not just like a bow you can put on your normal outfits or whatever. Like, it's like a full identity.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting. And one of the researchers that you did, I think it might be the Refinery 29 piece, they're like harkening it to a costume rather than a trend. Like, a trend used to be like metallics are back, and then everyone could kind of like change that into being their own thing, whereas like Mob Wife Glamour is so specific that it's like a costume. And I feel like trends were never used to be that specific, especially when we were younger. Like, you'd flick through a magazine, it'd be like how to wear peach this season, and it'd be like someone in a dress, someone in trousers, someone in a coat, do you know what I mean? Like, even just like this woman's wearing it as a blush, whereas now it's like so specific. Like, you even have to have like the right kind of cigarettes, I suppose, like the right cigarette packet, like the red wine, the Chianti. And then, like, I think it's becoming like, I thought the word costume's really interesting because it's because these clothes are like associated with a figurehead, like they're associated with a person and a personality. So like loads of the articles that are telling you how to dress this way are being like, You can become a woman who stands on business. You can become a confident woman by wearing these outfits. And I thought that was really interesting that trends aren't just like style that you can interpret anymore. It's like how you can like make yourself feel more confident. I don't know if I've worded that properly.
No, I think this is interesting as well because like people are kind of heralding it as many things, like the opposite of stealth wealth, the clean girl, and the bow. So apparently it's the opposite of all of those things at once somehow, even though they are all quite distinct things.
Yeah, so it's like a goodbye to girlhood.
But I thought a lot of the interesting verbiage around this was like, she is a boss in and of herself. It's an attitude and aura. And loads of people are saying stuff like that. Let me try and find another one. But it's like, you have to be confident to pull it off. Blah, 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 blah. And for me, that just feels like girl boss repackaged. And also it's funny, like in the time of trad and people talking about like a return to the home, etc., 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 that obviously girl boss was its own kind of flavor of hell. But
what? This is a really good way of putting it.
But now we're being like, let's be mob wives. And it's still like a wife. Like these women historically and in these shows don't really have a lot of autonomy.
Oh, wow, Ione.
What?
Just, that was great. I didn't even think of that. You've done your own little, I don't know, wow, yeah. It's wife.
See, look, I just call it mob wife energy, says creator and author Sarah Akiri, who describes herself on social media, her social media accounts as mob wife aesthetic CEO. It's more of an attitude. It's like, I think the clothes are amazing. And also I'd say like half of those things on that list you said is how I dress. But there's a school of thought which is really embarrassing and annoying that is like, you can't glamorize organized crime, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, don't, like, I've seen that.
This is so mean to the people that like are actually affected by the mob, which is just taking it a bit too seriously. But at the same time, it is interesting that like a trend that has emerged is like contingent on being a wife as part of an identity, but this is seen as like more autonomous as being a trad. Both are just emulating a lifestyle.
Oh my God, Naomi.
What?
You've hit the nail on the head, to be honest.
I didn't even,
no, honestly, like, dead ass, like, I didn't even think of the wife element, and you've really opened a few doors for me now. It's literally just trad wife in a fur coat, then?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because there's this part in Griselda, lol, in the first episode that I've watched, and I do not know if I will watch the rest of the season. But I feel like it's trying to set her up to be, like, this big, like, coke boss, blah, 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 blah. But then in the first episode, she just gets smacked down loads and loads and loads. So sorry, spoilers, but also it's the first episode. Nothing that big happens.
I'll allow you this spoiler.
She leaves her husband because her husband makes her shag his brother to pay his debt. So then she steals a kilo of uncut coke and like drives somewhere else. Tries to sell it around town. No one will take it off her because she's a woman. Then a man steals it off her by punching her in the fanny.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh, go on.
And then it like flashes back. Sorry, I know.
In the fanny.
Literally in the fanny, and she's like tumbled over.
For fuck's sake. Can you be more literal in your story writing, please?
I know. And then sorry. And then it flashes back to when she actually left her husband, because before this you've only heard her like say it.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, we were partners. And he's like, haha, you stupid fucking bitch. We weren't partners. I've always run the show. Hits her. And then, like, something else happens. So, yeah, it's kind of like the first episode of that is really, like, showing how she has no autonomy. And I'm sure she's going to make, like, a great comeback and be, like, the girl boss of the cocaine industry. But, yeah, it kind of made me, like, put it together in my head a bit.
Yeah, I didn't even think that, like, the wife wording is so interesting, especially because I think most of these women who will be aspiring to this trend will be the kind of women who are being like, nah, fuck trad wives, like, fuck that, like, I'm my own woman, like, it's very much the opposite in clothing to trad wife, but I guess, like, the essence of that character, if we are seeing it as character rather than clothing, is still being a wife, is still being a wife who's having a pretty shit time as well.
Yeah, probably a horrible time. Like, these men aren't notoriously, like, gorgeous, loving husbands.
Apart from Ginny Sachs' husband in The Sopranos.
Mm. secondary to my point, which I've also forgotten now. So, do you have a point, Gina?
I have a really good point, actually.
Go on.
So, I was thinking about how loads of it was saying, like, this is a reaction to quiet luxury. And then something that, like, I've written about before and I think you've written about before is, like, how poor people are drawn to maximalism because you don't really you have to show off, like, what you've earned, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to hide your nice things, or, like, you don't want to pretend that you don't, like, it's an emblem of, like, what you've worked for when you own something that's, like, a bit more luxurious.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it's interesting that this is coming around, like, a reaction to quiet luxury at a time when people are probably struggling the most to have luxurious things.
Yeah, I think this is something that we got shit on when we originally published the essay about mob wife glamour, because it was talking a lot about, yeah, how these people are, like, from traditionally working class families or whatever, so therefore, like, ascribe to a different set of aesthetic rules, or, like, don't have this, like, ingrained good taste in, what's that called?
Bunny ears.
That neither of those is the actual grammatical thing.
I've always said bunny ears. I know it's not right, but I think it's right for telly. Not that we're on telly, but I'm watching you.
Oh, no. Now I've lost my point.
Sorry. You were saying that...
Oh, right.
Traditionally working class.
So people were giving us shit because they were like, yeah, but they're really rich. They get so much money from crime, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but it's like very different to be in like a crime family than to be like partaking in white collar crime a la Succession or whatever. Do you know what I mean? And also, I think the mob wife aesthetic is more achievable because it is like a load of cheap stuff rather than like, oh, you have to have a white t-shirt that's £10, but that looks like it was £10, but it was actually £1,000. And the only people that will know are the people that know what that £1,000 t-shirt is.
Yeah, I can tell by the triple stitching on the fucking arm hem.
But I also do think that people overall are really put off by like loud luxury because, I mean, I think there's just double standards everywhere. But for example, my new obsession, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, one of the women in that, Dorit, everyone's obsessed with her being like potentially poor. Like they think her husband is like a scammer and that he like has no money and that they're all secretly like bust. But all her clothes are like, she wears like the head to toe Dior. It's like the bag and the headband and the monogrammed tracksuit and like all of this stuff. But people fucking hate her for it because they think it's like too obvious. So I feel like we are still trapped in the mindset of like quiet luxury and that like,
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You don't have taste if you're explicit about like the expensive things you can own.
Yeah, literally the worst thing that like ever happened to the general public is them hearing the phrase like wealth whispers, it doesn't shout. Like,
so embarrassing.
And like, it's that so individual though. Like, there will be like rich people who don't shout about their wealth, but look at fucking Paris Hilton's gaff. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
she's not exactly being shy about it. She's wearing all these custom outfits and stuff like that. Like, and then people are like, yeah, but she's like old money, so she's like, she's allowed. Like, there's all these like weird rules that the working class people and have now cottoned onto through social media. And now parroting amongst themselves and like being like, that's tacky if you wore head to toe logos and stuff.
I thought it was really interesting as well because, like, I don't know, I think it's kind of like also as someone who's maybe not really rich, you probably don't have, for example, loads of coats. Like, I know growing up for me, it was like you have one coat and you wear it for like 5 years or whatever. And now, like, even you or I probably have like the same three coats that we've rotated for the past decade. But there's been like a giant increase in fur, which I thought was a really interesting like byproduct to see how quickly these trend cycles actually convert into sales for people. Because I would personally never think to be like, oh, that person's wearing that, and then I'll buy it straight away. But it's interesting to see that people do. So this was TikTok's mob wife's aesthetic is fueling a resurgence of fur by Yola Mazizi for CNN. It starts by saying, in anticipation of the ban on the sale of new furs that went into effect in its home state of California in January 2023, there's a company that has like been forced to sell its building. It's seen declines 50% year on year. Basically, everyone was in the shit. And then now, because of the fact that Mob Wife aesthetic has racked up over 160 million views on the platform, 25th anniversary of The Sopranos, all of this stuff, they have seen weekly searches grow by 21.3%. They've also seen Zara, a faux fur jacket from Zara, has emerged as one of the leading products benefiting from the trend, with searches and social interest in it, and similar products seeing an increase of 212% in search and social buzz compared to last year. Even though fur was once synonymous with luxury fast fashion brands, are well positioned for this moment, selling points of affordability and as a sustainable alternative, says a senior retail analyst. I can't really talk. Oh my God. Also, when I was researching, I saw like loads of Peter articles and like anti-fur propaganda articles by being like, bad for the furry animals.
You know what? This was pissing me off in the research as well. Like, that Peter Chimon being like, it's bad that furs being like, vintage furs are being resold and vintage furs are being reworked into new furs. And how, like, even having vintage furs bad, because at the end of the tunnel, that means that furs are going to come back. I'm like, really? As animal, like, activists, you should be caring about the environment as well. And faux fur is so bad for the planet.
Mm-hmm. Faux fur is literally the worst.
The worst thing for the planet, basically, let alone the clothing, like, promoting the clothing industry. So why are you, as an animals activist company, promoting the opposite of recycling?
And also, I think this article on CNN is saying that a lot of the reason why people are going for secondhand fur or fast fashion faux fur is because, like, high fashion brands like Canada Goose, Gucci, Net-a-Porter, Versace, Prada, Neiman Marcus, and Michael Kors all have banned fur by now, so you can't really get them in the actual high luxury space, so people are looking to like alternatives. And yeah, I think faux fur is like definitely a huge problem, and I think it's bad if you like see a Mob Wife TikTok and then go on Shein and like rattle off a purchase for like 4 faux fur coats. But if you're buying a like vintage fur, I don't really see a problem with that personally. I don't know if I'm going to get cancelled for that.
No, I've got a vintage fur. I broke the elbow on it though, but it was like my nan's and it's like mink or whatever, and like obviously she probably shouldn't have bought it at the time, but I think like it's just like showy activism, isn't it, when people are against like vintage furs. Like, they've not really thought much more about it than being like, oh, an animal died for that, for you to wear that, and they're going home and having a chicken tikka masala. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're still killing animals.
I also think it's so interesting about secondhand fur and like people that complain about it, is because like I've bought vintage fur before that has literally like degraded right in front of me. Like, it's quite hard to like keep real fur, real vintage fur in good condition. Like, yeah, stuff degrades or like breaks easier and all of this stuff. And so I think it's like a good lesson in how to care for your clothes as well, and like actually try and keep them rather than just like discarding them.
Yeah, and I think that's the problem with something like this becoming a trend, is that it just promotes the promotion of fast fashion. Like I said, like, you can just imagine the ASOS edit. Like, you can just imagine, like, the Pretty Little Thing edit. Like, when I worked in a vintage shop, like, we'd see, like, I think it was, like, Hot Girl Summer, and we were just, like, making edits of that with all the clothes, which is obviously different because it's vintage, but, like, you can see the, like, cogs whirring in the minds of, like, marketing executives from the get-go, and it does kind of make you think, like, are they just putting it, like, they know that they've got loads of fur coats to shift before the summer season?
Yeah, literally. Like, we're already in February. Like, people realistically are only wearing these for a few more weeks.
Exactly. Like, the people who are benefiting off fur coats and Mob Wife glamour coming back and, like, Mob Wife winter are the people who don't want to put all these, the leftover coat stock into sale.
Facts.
Facts are facts, America. And so Canada.
In the New York Times article, What is the Mob Wife Aesthetic, by Callie Holterman, she kind of does like a breakdown. So typically TikTok's aesthetic trends go something like this: identify a long established wealthy older woman wearing cardigans, for example, and give it a catchy new label, coastal grandmothers. In this case, there are plenty of people who dress in the style captured by The Sopranos 25 years ago, some of whom are speaking up about their look being repackaged into a trend. It remains to be seen how many people outside of that demographic will start dressing this way because they happen to see it on TikTok. Each of these labels functions as an opportunity for influencers, brands, and yes, media outlets to hop on a trend and direct it to their own ends. Those seeking to get mob wife look.
May have to pay for it.
A box of mystery items of secondhand mob wife apparel is already for sale on Poshmark for $200. So thirdly, apparently, I also think this is probably like a manufactured outrage. Like, I was trying to get to the bottom of it yesterday when I was doing my research. It just doesn't seem like it's real. So apparently,
I'm getting to the bottom of it. Do you remember that Lady Gaga thing?
Lady Gaga,
when she was talking about when they stormed the Capitol. Yeah, and she's like,
I put in the research.
I'm going to get to the bottom of it. Lady Gaga versus the world.
Well, Lady Gaga was a early adopter of mob wife aesthetic with the bloody House of Gucci film.
Even before that, but she's like an Italian
shit film.
She's an Italian. I've not seen her. She's an Italian woman, and she's so good. I don't think she grew up with it at all, but she was in The Sopranos.
Was she?
It was like her first acting role when she's like 12. She's like with Tony Soprano's son in like a swimming pool.
Anyway, so there's a school of thought on TikTok that is Italian American women and Italians, like just Italians, not Americans, being like, this is cultural appropriation. And then there's like a second being like, blah, 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 blah. We've been persecuted. Like, we've been called mobsters. Like, we've been said that, like, we're, you know, bad because we're in the mob all our lives. And now it's aesthetic. Like, that's not right. And then there's a secondary backlash of people of color being like, what the fuck are you all talking about? Like, you're actually off your heads, which is fair enough.
Yeah, I think I think it's interesting because it is annoying as a working class person to see your aesthetic co-opted.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you can say it's cultural appropriation. Like, those are different things, like a culture versus like a aesthetic of a class. I think I think like there needs to be like a delineation there.
Yeah, fair enough.
And also, like, it's worth bearing in mind, like, where did these working class white women get it from in the first place? Because most of the time it is people of colour.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, gold jewellery, like, gold hoops, gold nameplate jewellery, like, where do you think that came from? I don't think it originated with the Italian women. What?
It's just funny.
This is funny. Gina's right.
It's just funny.
Gina got it right.
I think overall this has made me exhausted. Like, before I've been like quite a positive proponent of aesthetics and like people should have fun, etc. But this actually annoyed me for reasons I can't explain. I think probably because of what you touched on, like, it's February. We're all skin. Like, we've just had Christmas. None of us are buying new clothes or thinking about it. We're in, like, a cost of living crisis. The bills cost loads of money. And, like, I just can't be bothered to think about this right now.
Yeah. I think I still quite like it, but it's because, like we touched on in the girlhood thing, like, I wear all these clothes anyway, you do as well. Like, if it becomes like a trend and then it goes out of trend and then it's all in the sale for fucking nothing, like, I'm gonna be buzzing because that's my wardrobe sorted for the next 10 years because these kinds of clothes, like, are clothes that I do keep and wear for a long, long time, especially if they're of quality. And then my final thought on Mob Wife Glamour is that I quite like it when trends are associated with pop culture, like The Sopranos and stuff, because I feel like it's a bit more inclusive. Like, you don't necessarily have to dress that way to enjoy it. Like, if you've seen the TV show or, like, you've seen a film or whatever, like, you get what everyone's on about. Whereas, like, if you're looking at, like, bloatcore, like, coquette bloatcore or whatever, like, that's a bit more alienating. I think that's got a bit too much of, like, a fashion edge to be as inclusive.
My final thought is this one absolutely batshit line in the Harper's Bazaar article, What Does the Mob Wife Aesthetic Actually Mean? But by Girlhood by Amelia Petrarca. This is just bananas to me. In addition to fictional characters, Trivieri is also taking notes from real life women like Kris Jenner, Martha Stewart, and Nicki Minaj. She says, give the energy.
When did the article come out?
Give the energy of a mob wife, despite not being mob wives.
When did that article come out? Because the Nicki Minaj jump scare.
Let me click. But also, Martha
Those are just successful. Those are just successful
women.
Successful women.
It came out a week ago.
Okay, fine. Yeah, that's just a successful woman. Do you know what I mean? Like,
literally, it's like if a woman has money, she's likely going to buy like nice clothes and nice shoes. Not to, that sounds like a bit like blokey sexist, but you know what I mean.
But most notably about all three of those women are that they are, I don't think they are wives first. Like Kris Jenner made a name for herself and her daughters. Martha Stewart, I have no idea who she's married to, if she is married. I know she's mates with Snoop Dogg. Nicki Minaj has a very controversial marriage that came late into her career that has caused everyone, especially the Barbs, a lot of grief.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think, like, ascribing, giving them the energy of a mob wife, despite not being mob wives. I don't want to be a wife described as that. I want to be... Oh, no, it's a bit girl boss to be like, I want to be the mob boss. But I just want to be glam. Why can't I just be glam?
Yeah, I agree. Well, that is it.
As if we talked about that for half an hour. That's fucking mental.
Well, thank you, Gina.
Thank you, Ione.
Thank you to the listeners.
Thank you, everyone.
We'll see you next week. And I love you to it. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.